How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello and welcome to a Friday Live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid and all across the Sports Grid network. That includes sportsgrid.com/watch, where you can find your favorite destination to consume everything all across the grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. We are here together for the next 3 hours up until 11 a.m. Eastern time, bright and early on a Friday morning to set the stage for your weekend. You want an NBA playoff preview as the actual playoffs start officially tomorrow? You have come to the right place. We will look at all six series that we have set around the association with two final play-in tourney games tonight in Atlanta and Memphis to decide the eight seeds in each conference. Donnie Wrightside is fired up. His dream show will go around the weekend as we get you set for a new weekend in the bigs in Major League Baseball. We are less than a week away now from the 2025 NFL Draft. 1 week from this moment, round one will be in the books. Day number two on the horizon in Green Bay. A lot to get to around the National Football League as well. A ton on a jam-packed Friday show here over the next 3 hours.
Exciting. The one thing I can guarantee you, Ben, is today will be a good Friday, but I can't 100% guarantee that this will be an actual good show. But you know, I'm here for it. And in 3 hours, vibes can change, tones can change, excitement levels can also change. But the one thing I am excited about, today in the Northeast, 70s. Tomorrow in the Northeast, 80s. It looks like we are finally here to some hitting weather in Major League Baseball. And that is a fact that we can get excited for.
A good Friday indeed, DRS. A ton of people have this holiday off. They're getting ready for the weekend. The weather's starting to turn and change in early spring. So, DRS, I just ask that you wait until hour number three, and then it will feel like a good Friday in a good Friday show on the Early Line as we start to preview a full Friday slate around Major League Baseball. We start with some NFL news, though, here to begin this show on a Football Friday. Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show, formerly of the Sports Grid Network, saying a whole lot without really saying anything in his appearance on McAfee. About 10 minutes, talked about his future in the National Football League. Some people thought maybe he would indicate where he wants to play next year. Nope, still said he's undecided on his future, focusing on his personal life. Retirement could still be in the cards. And then spent a good amount of time bagging on the new Jets regime of Darren Mooji, new GM, new head coach Aaron Glenn, making him fly across the country on his own dime. Oh, boo-hoo, Aaron. We feel so bad for you just to be told he is not the future of the New York Jets. Good for Aaron Glenn. Good for Darren Mooji. Kick that guy to the road.
Exactly. And that, again, with my tweet yesterday, was like, you know what? That whole regime, basically, head coach and general manager involved, moved up three notches. And I said this before, I love what the Jets are doing all the way through a great offseason just to reset the structure of that organization so maybe they can win in the future. Now let's center this around Aaron Rodgers for just a moment here. Pot committed is a word that you like to use. Like, you know what? I'm all in. I can't wait for this. His season, Aaron Rodgers, ended in early January, which means he had the whole month of January, February, and March, and now halfway through the month of April, and he's still talking about my options are open, and also I just might retire. That sounds like he doesn't technically want to play football, but if something comes up, yeah, you know what, I'll flip the switch and maybe play again. Buyer beware of any NFL team that's looking at this. You know what I would have loved? The moment that free agency began, he signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers right away, moved to Pittsburgh, got in that building, got with Tomlin, got with Arthur Smith, and was ready to go. I don't want anything to do with Aaron Rodgers right now if I'm an NFL team.
DRS, that's not how self-centered individuals operate. They make the story about themselves. Their ego larger than anything else out there. If I'm the Steelers, I'm not even talking to Aaron Rodgers at all. He did say the NFL draft coming up next Thursday in his former home of Green Bay will not impact his plans. Elsewhere around the National Football League, after 8 years in the NFL, all in the Big Easy with the Saints, Ryan Ramczyk, one of the great guards and a two-time Pro Bowler, announcing his retirement. Trey White, who was the first round pick for the Buffalo Bills back in 2017, returning to the Bills. He had been in Western New York through the 2023 campaign, spent last year in LA and Baltimore, but makes his way back to Buffalo to add some depth to that secondary.
Yeah, a lot of changes going through in New Orleans, which includes, obviously, a new head coach as well. But that was once a big, mean, and nasty offensive line. Now a lot of changes over the past couple years, which includes Ramczyk here, who is going to retire. And Trey White was looked like he was going to be one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL, and it's a shame. He was paid like one, then the injuries start to creep in. Maybe this reunion is good for both him and also the Buffalo Bills.
Some really good news as we get you ready for the NBA playoffs that, of course, officially begin tomorrow. Damian Lillard still not expected to play in game number one for Milwaukee as they head to Indianapolis to take on the Pacers, but he has been cleared medically. He is off that blood-thinning medication for the blood clot that was found with about a month remaining in this NBA regular season. No timetable officially set, DRS, for Dame Time's return, but he should be back now in the postseason, which is not what the Bucks were expecting maybe just a week ago.
No, in a quick healing process, and maybe, as Dame Lillard stated, like, there's absolutely nothing to do in Milwaukee. I practice, I go home and play video games, and he healed up essentially now. We'll see if he gets back into the mix, because that could change some things in the Eastern Conference. Does that mean now if he comes back, they're the favorites? Absolutely not. But certainly a player of his caliber coming back to the playoffs, and if he's healthy and ready to go, that helps.
Yeah. No doubt about it, DRS. Shortening that series outright price, by the way. Still an underdog against the Pacers, but it was plus 184 yesterday. Good news around Damian Lillard. Now plus 150. We'll preview that set and every other opening round series that we have set for Saturday and Sunday in just a little bit. Who will not be in the postseason, even in the play-in tournament? The Phoenix Suns, despite having the highest payroll around the NBA this past season. Matt Ishbia, at the end of your exit interviews, if you will, the owner in the Valley, saying that season was embarrassing and a failure. At least he is very self-aware.
Yes, and I like that, and that's what I continue to say. You have an owner with a lot of money that's saying, you know what, money is not an object here. We were embarrassed. I'm going to tell you we were, and we're going to rebuild this thing. Now, I'm going to know how serious he is with the rebuild, because if Devin Booker's on the team next year, he's not serious, and that's going to be the guideline for me.
Yeah, I agree with you, DRS. A lot of changes coming for Phoenix this offseason, that is for sure. Major League Baseball now, a short 10-game Thursday slate. The Yankees on the road, but at their spring training home against the Rays at George Steinbrenner Field. Felt like home cooking as the Yankees win 6-3 to take the opener of a four-game set this weekend in Tampa over the Rays. Ben Rice's huge day at the dish, 4 of 5 and a couple of ribbies to lead New York to that 6-3 victory.
Yeah, Taj Bradley got blown away in that game. 5 1/3 innings pitched, 9 hits and 6 earned runs against the Yankees. And also, sometimes no one to hold them, no one to fold them. Will Warren started that game. He only made it through an inning and 2/3. Like, you know what, brother? Get out of here. They put Yarbrough in, who's familiar with pitching in Tampa, but maybe not so much at Steinbrenner Field. He gives up a couple runs, but that bullpen was great after that. 3 2/3 innings pitched, shutout baseball. Love to see it.
Yes, yeah, certainly so, DRS. By the way, Jazz Chisholm ejected, went to the locker room, tweeted, deleted the tweet. he might be up for a little bit of a fine from Major League Baseball. Yeah. Ending of a four-game set in Philadelphia between the Phils and the Giants, a split of the four. The Phils score five runs in the home half of the first. They bat around and then hold on for dear life. But a big day for Christopher Sanchez, career best 12 Ks in seven innings of work. The Phils win 6-4 DRS to split that four-game series against San Francisco.
The Phillies have a really good starting lineup with pitching here. You just got to get the bats to come around, and they did early, but it's so Phillies like to tap the starter for five runs in the first and then barely touch another pitcher the rest of the way. That's got to change, but they won that and split the four games. They'll take that and move on to the Marlins.
Bill Belichick has a new quarterback in Chapel Hill. The outstanding freshman last year at South Alabama, Gio Lopez, has transferred to UNC.
His girlfriend's going to have a headset on the sideline like Big Dom in Philadelphia. And also, they just got a quarterback in the transfer portal I never heard of. Things are looking up for UNC. Way to go.
He's really good, DRS. By the way, not Gio Lopez, his girlfriend, Bill Belichick's girlfriend. 25 total TDs to only five interceptions during his freshman year for Lopez. More on the early line next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast? You end up waiting. A lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin?
Start your engine.
I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Live right here on this Friday on the early line on Sports Grid. A ton of playoff basketball to preview today. But first, an update kind of on Aaron Rodgers. He went on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, formerly of the Sports Grid Network. And we thought maybe, just maybe, in that 10-plus minute interview, he would say where he is going to play football next season. He did not. In fact, he kind of avoided the topic altogether. He said he is still contemplating retirement, focusing on his personal life. It's not about the money. He has told teams that he would take a generous pay cut and play for only $10 million. Only $10 million. Quote, I'm open to anything and attached to nothing. Retirement could still be a possibility. Focus on personal life. Shut up, dude. Yeah. Shut up. You're 41 years. Shut up.
Yeah, no, look, let's get to the basis of this whole argument right now. If he really wanted to play football, he'd be on a team right now. He's either trying to hold out hostage for somehow to get Minnesota and backstab J.J. McCarthy and get him to be traded so he can take over Minnesota, or again, he just doesn't care. Like, the Pittsburgh Steelers are telling him right now, look, we got a quality offense with some weapons over here. We just need a quarterback. We got a defense. We have a history of winning football games. We haven't won a Super Bowl in a while. Maybe you could be the missing key and get lightning in a bottle, have a good season. We can make a run into the playoffs. And obviously, that's not nearly good enough for Aaron Rodgers, or he'd already be there, because the Pittsburgh Steelers aren't coming out with Mike Tomlin is a very opinionated head coach and a good way, and it's refreshing, which he's not saying we're not taking Aaron Rodgers. Like, they clearly want Aaron Rodgers. The ownership group with the Rooneys, they're saying, like, hey, we think we're in a good spot with Aaron Rodgers. Do you understand what you're talking about now, Pittsburgh Steelers? You're in a good spot, a quarterback with absolutely no options in the NFL, and you're trying to convince him to play quarterback for you. Do you hear how that sounds? It should be Aaron Rodgers actually already moving, as I said, to Pittsburgh, even if he didn't have a job with them, and holding a sign outside the Steelers, you know, practice facility, we'll work for free. I just want to play football. And it's not happening right now. But also, the Jets move, Ben, right? Where he flies cross country. How many times do we take a look at like a sales meeting? It's like, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't know if I still want Aaron Rodgers to be my quarterback, but I'm going to get him in the room and I just want to feel the vibes. Like, Aaron Rodgers walked in that building with Aaron Glenn and said, I'm your quarterback. You need me. I need you. Let's figure this out, and let's get after it for the next 2 years. I'll even help you if you draft a quarterback, but we can win here in New York. And instead, Aaron Rodgers probably showed up, put his feet on the desk, and is like, you know you need me here, but I'm not sure I want to be here. And then, you know, Aaron Glenn goes, get the GM in here. We're going in a different direction. Get out of here. Which is why Aaron Rodgers goes, you know what? You could have told me that on the phone. No, that was actually a sales opportunity for Aaron, for him to actually get in the room with Aaron Glenn and sell him on the notion that he still should be that quarterback, not the other way around. Love what the Jets did.
Aaron Rodgers tried to get us to pity him yesterday by saying the Jets forced him to fly cross country on his own dime. Shut up, Aaron. You've made more than $200 million over your career. You can fly commercial if it's really that difficult to be in a meeting with the new Jets regime to basically tell the Jets that he was still interested in playing in New York despite a disastrous and failure of two seasons with gangrene, to basically be told, you are not a part of our plan. Good for Aaron Glenn. Good for Darren Mugi. He said, oh my God, could have just been a phone call or an email. You remember how things ended in Green Bay where Brian Gutekunst did not meet with him face to face to tell him about their plans of drafting Jordan Love, but tried to call him, and how Aaron Rodgers had such a big problem with that? You can't have it both ways, Aaron. Would you rather have a phone call or an in-person meeting? Shut up. Can we go back to the B-roll really quick? I think it was one of the great things. Yeah, right there. Start it right there. Okay, so Aaron Rodgers on the golf course, how he is spending his offseason, and then right to nice Aaron Rodgers in a New York Jets uniform. I think that just looked – there it is.
There it
really
is. Yeah.
Great kind of mix of the two, I would think, with the personal life and the offseason more important for Aaron Rodgers. I guess the RS, we're spending – an entire segment on him. Yeah. We need to stop giving this guy airtime. We need to stop giving this guy space. He is 41 years old. He's been in the NFL for 20 years. Go retire into the darkness. Allow every NFL franchise to focus on their future, of which Aaron Rodgers should not be part. For the Steelers, by the way, who we heard from Cam Hayward early in the offseason, there's no sales pitch to convince Aaron Rodgers to come to Pittsburgh at this stage of his career. If I am a Steelers player, if I am Mike Tomlin, I am looking at all of this charade and saying to myself, I don't want to touch this guy with a 10-foot pole. I don't want him in our locker room. I don't want him in our organization. And he's not really going to make a difference, even if he's at his absolute best here. Ridiculous.
Because he's also, he's being passive aggressive with every single job opportunity. We understand that he wanted to be in Minnesota, but he should have just said to the rest of the league, like, it's Minnesota or bust for me. Let me try to convince them. He didn't win that battle with Minnesota. They're going with J.J. McCarthy, and now he's weighing his options. The one thing that you understand is you hear professional athletes for the most part talk about this. If you are contemplating retirement, Ben, you're already retired in your mind at that point. Like, there is a refreshment period. Like, I don't know if I can do another NFL season. You sit at home for a week, play video games, go on vacation, you come back and be like, you know what, man? I love this game. I'm going to get back in the weight room. I'm going to start to train. We're not getting that from Aaron Rodgers. Like, if you're still at this point of your career where you're contemplating what makes sense when a starting job is on the table with a quality organization like the Steelers, and you're still holding out, but holding out for what at this point? It all makes sense here. The stones are beginning to turn over where it's like, maybe you should be retired at this point, but I have a feeling it's still Aaron Rodgers. Somebody's going to get intrigued, like the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to hold out. But also understand this. If the Pittsburgh Steelers go round number one quarterback, Aaron Rodgers can no longer be your quarterback. They're like, he's not the guy that's, you know what, let me go to Pittsburgh. I'm already unhappy. It took me 6 months to sign with you. Now I'm supposed to train this backup quarterback like he's my son, is going to take my job from me. That can't happen either. So the Pittsburgh Steelers going quarterback in the draft early, that should seal the fate of Aaron Rodgers throughout the rest of the NFL.
In DRS, exactly 1 week from today, we'll know what the Pittsburgh Steelers elected to do in the opening round of the NFL draft. The Steelers' price to draft Shedeur Sanders getting shorter by the day. Now plus 390 to select Shedeur Sanders, second best number, $2.50 behind the New Orleans Saints at plus 140. Plus 270 for the Steelers to go quarterback with their first pick. They currently select number 21 overall. I think they'll be aggressive in the first round to try to draft that QB of the future, whose name will not be Aaron Rodgers. More on the early line up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid. If you wanted an NBA playoff preview, you have come to the right place. We are going to look at every single opening round series that we have set so far. Six of our eight, including all four that begin tomorrow on a Saturday, with two more to be determined on this Friday night, of course, with our final play-in tourney games to determine who is the eighth seed in both the Eastern and Western conferences. DRS, let's start with a marquee series in the Western Conference. The Los Angeles Lakers taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. It is also one of the strongest series outright prices out west. Of our three series set so far out west, strongest price in favor of a team, and that would be Los Angeles, the Lakers at minus 186 to win this series outright against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Game number one, our nightcap tomorrow on a Saturday evening inside Crypto.com Arena in downtown LA. DRS, what are your initial thoughts for how this series matches up between Minnesota and Los Angeles?
I think it matches up really well, but it just comes down to the superstars in this series, and not even from Minnesota's side of it. What are we getting out of Luka Doncic, first time around in the playoffs with the Los Angeles Lakers, an aging veteran in LeBron James, who's playing great basketball at this time. And as I always say, the first rounds, particularly in the NBA, they want to get the spotlight on each game, so they're not going to put those games together, which means extra days in between, which really favors the Los Angeles Lakers for me, because it favors LeBron James. But I do look at that price point, just like we look at price points for the New York Yankees in Major League Baseball. There is a tax. Yeah. Same thing with the Dodgers. Everybody wants to bet those, not because of their favorite teams, but the superstar players and the capabilities that they have. Trust me right now, if the Yankees were a bad team, nobody wants to bet them. If the Lakers are a bad team, nobody wants to bet them. The same thing with the Dodgers. But all three have superstars and are very talented teams, and that's what we're getting. Also understand this. The Lakers do hold home court advantage, but the price point of 186 is a little bit rich for me, plus 156 to win the series on the opposite side for the Timberwolves. But to be honest, I don't see a short series. I don't see a gentleman sweep. And if you're taking a look at the Lakers closing out in Minnesota in game number six, that's interesting. I have a feeling that this series has the possibility to go seven games. I honestly believe that.
Yeah, DRS, I do as well. It's plus 190 for that to be the case. Yeah. Only a dime of difference with six games at plus 180. Again, as we have all learned, best of seven each and every round around the association's postseason, 2-2-1-1-1. So if it goes LA in six, that's the Lakers winning away from Los Angeles in the Twin Cities against the Timberwolves. By the way, when you look at series total games, plus 190 to get to seven, as I try to find the series over under of total games, it's at 5.5. The over has the hefty juice at -196. Donnie, you, I think we're getting to six or seven at bare minimum. I do think the Lakers will win outright, but I think it is very, very close. I also think that depending on how this series plays out, we are going to see some drastically shifting odds based on each and every game's result. It is one of my favorite things about this time in the postseason. One game, one win, even if expected, can swing a series price so strong that you can find some value on the other side. These two teams throughout the regular season split their four matchups, two wins for each side. Donnie, all four games under. And the most points we saw in any regular season matchup between the Lakers and the Timberwolves, 213. Game number one, 4-point spread in favor of the Lakers in L.A. Total stands at 216.5.
Yeah, and that's big because usually you see a series price, Ben, right, of close to minus 200 and the home team is opening up. You're probably getting, what, 6, maybe 7-point spread in that number? That's a pretty key indication where you have fours across the board at most outlets, some as high as 4.5, but that doesn't look like it's a deterrent. And also understand this, game number one, that 219 price point that opened up at the FanDuel Sportsbook is now down to 216.5, more of a defensive battle, which is kind of crazy to figure out. Luka's on one side, LeBron's on side, Ant-Man's on the other side. Well, you should be able to get some points. But the one thing you have to like is, you know, with the trade from Anthony Davis, the Lakers have always been in the mix in the market and hopefully to work it out. And it hasn't really been that case to get one of those bona fide centers. You do have one with Minnesota, which will be interesting. So getting to the rack going against Rudy Gobert, not so easy to do with the Timberwolves there. I do think it's going to be competitive. I think it does go seven. And also, if you were just going to take money line in game one and game two for Minnesota, I think a worst case scenario, you do go 1-1 there. I think they should win one game in Los Angeles.
Our Saturday night cap tomorrow and out a quadruple header. Of course, so much star power on display. LeBron James, Luka Doncic for L.A., the Ant-Man Anthony Edwards on the other side for the Timberwolves. We'll talk more about Luka a little bit later on, but this is why you get Luka Doncic, not just for the future, but because of his playoff prowess that we have seen throughout his career in the association. Is the two seed out west, the Houston Rockets, being disrespected? We think so. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your NBA playoff preview in one spot live right here on this Friday on the Early Line on Sports Grid. DRS, we have talked about this often since the postseason format was set. Frankly, final few weeks of the regular season as it was truly trending for the Houston Rockets to be the two seed out west. That's exactly where Houston is. But we knew what the scenario would be as we got ready for the postseason around the association to begin on Tuesday night with the play-in tournament game in the Western Conference in San Francisco. Golden State booked as a 6.5, 7-point favorite against Memphis. Dubs win that game. They would be the series outright favorite despite not having home floor advantage against Houston. That is the story, but a shifting market. When Golden State won late on Tuesday night out in Northern California, knocking off Memphis and clinched that 7 seed in the Western Conference, they were greater than a $2 odds-on favorite at -205 to win the series outright. As we get ready for this series to start tomorrow, the Dubs still the favorite, but only at -166. Some market buyback, perhaps, DRS, for our Houston Rockets.
Yeah, I like it all the way around. Like game number one, -1 is a favorite here towards the Houston Rockets. I think it makes some sense. The Rockets as a plus money number for the series. Also, if you wanted to double down on the spread with the Rockets getting a game and a half, I think all makes sense. Now, understand this. We know the NBA regular season is undervalued per se. I don't think it means all that much, but still, you have to win those games, you lose those games, and you fight to get home court advantage, which the Rockets have, which is very important. And also understand, this isn't the, Golden State Warriors with Kevin Durant and 70-plus wins and NBA championships. It's a really good version of the Golden State Warriors with Jimmy Butler coming over. But that's not enough to discount the fact that Houston was the better basketball team in the regular season. Oh, but Donnie, did you see what they did with Jimmy Butler down the stretch? Yeah, I did see that. I also see them beat Memphis with 38 and 37 from the two superstars and barely squeak by all their home court and the rest advantage being with Houston and home court advantage all the way through. That's the way I'm going with it. Again, this is a case study on the NBA regular season, if it really matters, because it'll really ramp up my vitriol toward the NBA if Golden State walks in there, wins this game in 5 or 6 in the series, and I say to myself, why do we even play the regular season? Why even have seeding? Just put a vote to the odds at the end of the regular season, and we'll make up seeding that exact way. So I'm actually rooting for the Houston squad even more than just a handicap, just to prove true. It's a good ball club. They're getting disrespected. They'll show up, and they'll win this series.
Yeah, DRS, I don't know if they'll win it. I am really hoping they do, as I have shared a few times. I bet Houston before the All-Star break at a 17-1 price to win the Western Conference, hoping for exactly this, that the Rockets, who were trending at the time as the 2 seed, would be the 2 or the 3 seed and have home floor advantage against even a contender out west. It's exactly what I got. And yet, when you look at the conference odds around the Western Conference, Golden State has the third best number at +750, Houston at 25-1. Somehow, some way, despite being correct in a 2-month span, my number has gotten worse, not better. deeper by $8. I thought it would be shorter by $8 or something of the sort. I do not believe that Houston can win the Western Conference ground. Frankly, I'm not even sure the Rockets can get to the conference finals out west. I was just hoping for a little bit of cash out value or maybe an opportunity to hedge or middle throughout a playoff series into round number two. Not exactly the case here unless I want to lay it with Golden State. But I do agree with you, DRS. I think the Rockets are going to prove they can give Golden State a test. Of course, we know the championship pedigree for Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green there in San Fran. It is a different team than we have seen. Won championships, we get that. But with the addition of Jimmy Butler, the Warriors were 24-8, including the play-in tournament, since Jimmy's first game back on February 8th. This is a team stacked with playoff experience. Houston does not have it, at least in its roster. They do have a second-year head coach in H-Town in Ime Udoka, who has some of that playoff pedigree. This is what we love to see, DRS, in the NBA. A young, up-and-coming team without that playoff experience. Do they play carefree, or are they about to take their postseason lumps? We'll find out starting on Sunday in Houston.
No, we certainly will. And also, look, Fred VanVleet's been there, done that before, right? So yep. At least it's not like, oh, man, a point guard entering into the playoffs that hasn't had any success here. He's been to the mountaintop with the Toronto Raptors. So I look forward to his expertise. And also, Ime Udoka is a very good coach. And the bulletin board material, which means so much. He's telling his team every day, why are we even playing? We're the number two seed. We might as well have not even made the play-in We're getting talked about now. And we're supposed to get walked over by a team that barely won in the play-in round at this point. It's fun to watch it play out, and we will do that. And again, on Sunday, it'll be fun to watch. But again, minus one, and you take a look at the outlets that are reporting back,
for like sure.
65% of the Moneyline tickets still coming in on Golden State. So the disrespect right out of the gate is with the public and also with the odds makers, and we'll see it play out in real time. Because what would be shocking, right? The Golden State Warriors walk in there, win that game by double digits on the road. Like, ooh, man, that's what they're supposed to do. That's why they're better. But having said it, flip the tail on the other side. How about a double-digit win by the Rockets, game number one? That's going to change a lot of opinions right away, and that's what I want to see.
A couple of ways to break this down. I also do think it's fascinating. And, Donnie, we study the postseason odds because we've been doing this for a couple of years, looking at where things stack up entering a playoff series. Frankly, in any league, but especially in the NBA, Golden State to win in six in the series correct score is the most likely option at plus 290. But look at every other price. Every price that has the Rockets winning this series, and even the other prices that have Golden State winning this series. Greater than $5 outside of Houston winning in seven games at home. That should tell you this might be a little bit more up in the air than you would seem to believe from the series outright price. And Donnie, Golden State is a minus 166 favorite, not expected to win the opening game. Yeah. It's basically a money line pick 'em. You can look at it like this as well. The Rockets to win game one and the series plus 220 in that parlay that you can put together in those series betting prices. Let's get to another Western Conference set and a really good one. The 4-5 split, DRS. It was the Clippers beating the Warriors in San Francisco last Sunday in the regular season finale in OT to win their eighth straight game, to clinch the 5 spot and send the Dubs to the play-in tournament. The Clippers will enter the Western Conference postseason as the hottest team in this conference and in the playoffs. And when we looked at this series as it opened early this week against the Denver Nuggets, who will have home court advantage at altitude, it was Denver as a slight series outright favorite. No longer. The Clippers will enter the weekend in game number one tomorrow at Mile High as a slight favorite to win this opening round playoff set.
Yeah, and the correlations always make me laugh sometimes because the different betting markets and how you bet them at certain books influence those market decisions. Because if you're wondering why the Clippers right now at the FanDuel Sportsbook are a minus 118 price to win this series, but they will be underdogs in games one and games number two. You're like, that doesn't really make sense. Shouldn't it be more of a pick 'em or maybe a minus one for the Clippers at that point where they split? So let's just say that the Nuggets do win a 2-0 series sweep there in the first two games before they head back to L.A. That market certainly is going to shift differently, but it's just fun to watch and see how these numbers play out, where it's like, no, the Clippers will win that series. Okay, they're going to win game number one. Actually, they're not favored to win game number one. Now, granted, they're not 4.5, 5.5, or 6.5 point favorites in game one, but I do like the way that plays out. It almost feels like to me, too, because the Nuggets have been there and done that. Just a few years removed from an NBA championship, and Jokic is healthy, and their home court advantage. You're like, what gives? Why would the Clippers be actually favored now? Because the Clippers are actually favorites. Because why? They're healthy with really good players, and it's something we haven't seen in a long time in LA. I want to take the Clippers. But to me, Ben, does it feel like now it's a little bit too public happy on the Clippers, which I would have been just, you can't trust the Clippers. Nuggets at home, let me take them. Like, I would rather the Clippers make a plus 118 or a plus 125 for the series. The fact that they're favorites sort of changes my opinion slightly on, ooh, how in depth do I go into the series loving the Clippers?
DRS, I bet LA to win this series as the slight underdog at a plus 102 price on Tuesday morning when we were discussing this very thing. And now they are booked as the favorites. But we'll look at the distinctions between the opening game being in favor of Denver and Nikola Jokic at home, the Nuggets doing all of this with an interim head coach, and of course, LA on its heater on the other side of the break before we turn our attention to the Eastern Conference. Up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
The entirety of your NBA playoff preview on this Friday, live right here on the Early Line. DRS, I think one of the most compelling series in the entirety of the opening round is that 4-5 split in the Western Conference, the Denver Nuggets and the Los Angeles Clippers. What exactly are we getting out of two rosters that are highly talented, both in their own distinct ways, championship pedigree? Not necessarily in LA for the Clippers. Of course, the Clips have never even, in this iteration, made it to the NBA Finals. Of course, the Denver Nuggets won a championship just a few seasons ago, but are now entering this playoff run with home floor advantage at altitude, but an interim head coach in David Adelman, who is the son of Rick Adelman, who, of course, had some great success in Sacramento. The Clippers, Donnie, following the All-Star break, dropped six of their first seven games, only to rally down the stretch, winning 18 of their last 21, including eight straight, to clinch the five seed and stay out of the Western Conference play-in tournament. For Denver, a much slippery, I don't know what I'm trying to say, a worse time for the Nuggets after the All-Star break, 14-13 straight up. but did win their final three games with interim head man David Adelman covering in all three after the dismissal of Michael Malone. Denver needing to win those three games to maintain home court advantage to start off the opening round of the postseason. If we get every team at full strength, which is what we expect, Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon for Denver, Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, Ivica Zubac, and Big Will, Norman Powell for the LA Clippers, this is going to be a sensational opening round set.
It's going to be fantastic. And again, we've been robbed of Clippers basketball. And again, the Clippers don't drive the NBA. I get that. But every time they get to the playoffs, they should be a formidable opponent. And something always crazy, whether it's protocols or just injuries, like, man, we never get to see the Clippers 100% by the time the playoffs come if they can be that Kawhi Leonard-led team that we saw in Toronto. And we haven't had that. Now it looks like we might be able to get that. And as you said, it looked like it could careen off the rails after the All-Star break. But they got it together. And they have everything you need. Active bigs, defensive talent, superstars that have won championships like Kawhi Leonard. James Harden at any given night can give you the 25, 10, and 10, it feels like. Still at his age playing good basketball down the stretch. Our guy Norm Powell dropping three-point shots. Ivica Zubac down low. Like, the team has the makings, at least in that starting five, that can do some damage. And I talk about this again. It's the same talking points. It's not the regular season where you got to rest James Harden and Kawhi Leonard on a back-to-back in certain cities. You're getting days off between games, which means you should be getting the best of your veteran players on a night-to-night basis in the playoffs in at least rounds one and rounds number two. That helps, and that's why you're seeing the Clippers here at a minus 118 price. Nobody really roots for the Clippers per se, but I sort of glommed on to them saying this is a team at a good price with really good players that I do think can win a series or two, which means that ticket becomes valid. And if you win a series or two, whoa, now you're in the Western Conference Finals. Watch out. This team's winning games and healthy. Let's see what they can do.
Yeah, DRS, and you saw it right there. The Clippers, the shortest amount of games that we expect, the most likely, is six at that price. But for LA, who is a road underdog in game number one tomorrow in Denver, they're getting 2.5 points. For them to win game one and win the series, again, they're the series favorites, but the road underdogs to start off this set is a plus 190 number. For the Clippers to win one of two in Denver and then win the opening game number three back at the Intuit Dome, experiencing its first playoff run, 2-1 for the Clippers in their favor after three games, a plus 146 price. The Clippers have never, as a franchise, made it to the NBA Finals, even back to their Buffalo days or in San Diego. In the 5 years now under Ty Lue, three playoff appearances in the first four, the last 2 years ousted in round number one. It has been a continuous playoff disappointment for the Clippers, hoping to change things around this time around. Let's get out to the Eastern Conference. Some really exciting series, DRS, including that 3-6 matchup. The New York Knicks, inside the world's most famous arena, will host the Detroit Pistons. It is one of the great games that we have for Saturday. But as we discuss this, Detroit onto the postseason, into the playoffs for the first time since 2019. The New York Knicks hoping to make a run to get to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since the year 2000. Well, they're supposed to start rather comfortably. Greater than a $4 outright price in favor of the Knicks. Is it going to be that simple and easy for New York in the opening round against Detroit?
I don't think it will. Like, we're talking about maybe seven games and it goes back to the Garden and it's a close one right up to the fourth quarter. I don't know about that, but there's no reason to believe that this series can't go six games. Or if it is a gentleman's sweep or a couple of those games were really tight, but the Knicks didn't get the cover but still won the basketball game, I can see that. And your eyes start to go down as different ways to bet, particularly at the FanDuel Sportsbook, where you take yourself and say, the Detroit Pistons, it is expensive at minus 172, but 2.5 games. You're just looking for the series to go six games and you cash that ticket no matter who wins that here. And I would not be surprised if games one or games two go to the Detroit Pistons. Now, here's the issue. You're probably looking at a gentleman's sweep at worst case if the Knicks handle their business in the Garden in games one and two, which means the Knicks probably aren't going to get swept and they're the much better team than the Pistons as they head back to Detroit and play. And then the game comes back, what? Looking to go 4-1 in that gentleman's sweep in game number five, that's a possibility there for me. But if I'm looking to bet this series long, do I think Detroit wins the series? No, I don't. Do I think they're really competitive in the series? Yes, I do. Do I think this game has the possibility to go six games or even the Knicks clinch on the road? Yeah, that sounds plausible. Plus 2.5 games for the Pistons as the easy way out being competitive and not having to win the series, they should be able to do that.
I bet the plus 2.5 games earlier this week at a minus 154 price, despite the outright odds slightly working against the Pistons. That juice to take 2.5 games in the series spread is a little bit chalkier now at minus 172. What does getting 2.5 games mean in a series spread wager? If Detroit forces this to a sixth game, they cover that number. That's all they have to do. They could lose in six, even on their home floor in the Motor City. They would still cash that wager for you. As Donnie said, the most likely scenario, as the odds makers see it, New York winning this in a gentleman's sweep. Back on their home floor inside MSG in five games at plus 270. Again, the Knickerbockers have not been to the Eastern Conference Finals since 2000. Had a great opportunity against the Pacers just a season ago. What the Knicks have done, though, in the last two playoff runs, they have won their opening round postseason set each of the last two seasons. A little bit more from Game 1 in the Mecca next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A Saturday night garden party, game number one of a very intriguing opening round playoff series in the Eastern Conference between the Knicks and the Pistons. 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, right smack dab in that prime time window. A 7-point spread in favor of New York at home inside the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden, against the Detroit Pistons. DRS, both you and I have bet the Pistons or like the Pistons getting 2.5 games in the series spread. If we expect Detroit to force this at bare minimum to a sixth game back in the Motor City, what do we want to see out of Detroit in the opener tomorrow night against the Knicks inside MSG?
A win. Like, I honestly want to see a win because it only gets harder. The chance that you can surprise NBA teams, if you will, is game number one. Both teams had a little bit of a layoff. The Knicks are prohibitive favorites. They figure they could just go in and win that basketball game because changing of the minds. We just talked about the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets. If you see the Rockets win that game by double digits, you get up on the edge of your seat like, oh, okay, we got something now. But also the same opinion if the Warriors win. It's like, yeah, well, Rockets stink, man. I can't believe they're the number two seed. Same thing here with the Knicks. Like, if you think the Detroit Pistons have the possibility to be competitive in the series, they lose game one by 15 points, you might as well just sell your tickets at a loss at that point. Like, I don't know if they can compete because what are they supposed to do, lick their wounds and come back in game number two after they just got smoked? No. But you know what's good for the Pistons? Even if they lose game number one by 2, 3, or 4 points, like, oh, you know what? This team can play with the Knicks. I'm interested to see game number two, which is my exact opinion. If you want them to be successful in this series and avoid a gentleman's sweep, you got to take one of these games. Because answer me this, Ben. Do you really think that, let's just say the Knicks win both games and cover in Madison Square Garden, that, oh, yeah, Pistons will get at least one at home? I'm not so – who knows if the Pistons get one at home if they're not competitive in games one and two? And that's a sign of a team that would be playing with house money. Like, we made the playoffs. Nobody thought we could do it. We did it. 4-game sweep for the Knicks. Next year we'll be a little bit hungry at this point. You need to expect the Pistons to win one of these first two games in the Garden, Ben.
For sure. In game number one, DRS, if it is not an outright victory, it is a cover getting 7 points. There is some conversation. We heard from Cade Cunningham down the stretch of the regular season when it felt like this would be the opening round playoff series for Detroit as the sixth seed against the New York Knicks as the three. The Pistons are not scared of this spot. Detroit this year against New York, 3-1 both straight up and against the spread, taking the opening two games of the year against the Knickerbockers outright as at least an 8-point underdog. And in the final week of the regular season, Detroit at home as a slight 3.5-point favorite, winning that game and covering. And sure, we didn't see OG Anunoby or Josh Hart in the lineup for New York. Jalen Brunson, Karl Anthony Towns, and Mikal Bridges were out there for Tom Thibodeau and company. Don't tell me that was not a competitive game or a true representation of what we will see in this series. Detroit's last playoff series win back in 2008. New York has won their opening round set each of the past 2 years, hoping to continue it. longer this time around. Again, we're not overly optimistic that the Knicks or anybody else out east will really stand in the way of our presumed Eastern Conference Finals matchup of Cleveland and Boston as the top two seeds, but I do think it is a fun first round set. Big news yesterday, of course, for the other series that we already know, or one of the two we already know around the Eastern Conference, the Milwaukee Bucks and the Indiana Pacers. The Pacers in Indy will have home floor advantage against Milwaukee. But some moving markets, DRS, based on the health news in a positive way for Damian Lillard. He has been medically cleared. He is off that blood-thinning medication he has been taking since a blood clot was discovered a couple of weeks ago. He will not play in game number one, but it does open the door for him to return for this opening round playoff series. Yesterday, the Pacers were an outright favorite around a minus 220 price. With the good positive news around Dame time, the Pacers still favored with home floor advantage, but just minus 178 now.
Yeah, I need them to come out like Shams Charania. Come out today and say Dame Lillard's going to play in game number two at the earliest at that point. Like, you know what? That price point for the series before we get to game number one will come down even lower. I wasn't going to take that price point around 2-1 or higher for the Pacers, even though I think they're a better ball club, obviously, than the Milwaukee Bucks. But also understand this. Dame Lillard with the Bucks, were they NBA favorites? Were they crushing everybody on a night-to-night basis? No. So the fact that Dame Lillard is coming back to the lineup, and I'm not saying this, they're a worse team because Dame Lillard's coming back. That's totally not fair. But I don't know how much of a bargain him coming back is. Oh, now that turns the tide in the series to send you down 25, 35, 45, 55 cents as it might be here before game number one gets here. Now I'm intrigued on the Pacers with the news that a superstar is coming back on the Bucks. Because why? It's price contingent, Ben. That's what we look at.
Ooh, interesting, DRS. More about that series and elsewhere around the playoffs when hour two starts next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.